T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you on Sports Radio 910 The Fan, getting you set for the second game of this four-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Altoona Curve. Tonight, it's Las Ardillas Voladoras on the field as part of Minor League Baseball's Copa de la Diversión initiative. And out at shortstop tonight for Las Ardillas Voladoras, Levi Michael. He joins us now. Levi, things have kind of turned around for you the last five games or so. 8 hits for you the last 5 games. What's been the difference at the plate?
Just trying to stay consistent within my approach, try to get the barrel to the baseball, and luckily in these last 5 they started falling, and once that starts happening you start to build a little confidence and just try to continue on from there.
Yesterday your 2 hits couldn't be any more different, an automatic double, a deep right center, and the bunt single. When you have 2 hits like that, what does that say about your approach at the plate?
I'm just looking for any way to get on base that I can. So I saw, after my first at bat, I hit a ball well out to right, and then my next at bat, I peeked down the third baseline right, during the pitch, and saw that he was back. So it was a good time to lay one down, and it's a free base hit as long as you kind of place it where you want to. So just try to get them when they come.
So you saw Hunter Owen back up at third base mid pitch or right before the pitch and decided to square around?
Yeah, it was a little I think the count was 2-1, and right before that pitch was thrown, I seen him vacate and go a little deeper. And felt like it was a good time to drop one down.
Well, you put it down pretty perfectly, and you were working on bunting earlier that day in batting practice. What makes a good bunt?
Just make sure you get a good pitch, and then, obviously placement before anything else. A lot of times you try to run out of the box before you get the bunt down, but, the placement of the bunt is the most important thing.
How satisfying is it to put down a bunt single that the fielders just, pick up casually, don't even try and throw?
It's a good feeling. It is. But, I'll take all the hits I can get at this point.
We're chatting here with Levi Michael on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. First season for you and the San Francisco Giants organization. What's that transition been like?
It's been great so far. Everybody's been very welcoming, and, they've done nothing but right by me so far. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here and, look forward to trying to help this organization in any way I can.
You've played in the Eastern League before, last year an Eastern League All-Star with the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, way back when, the New Britain Rock Cats, when they were still a team. They were part of the Eastern League. You were there for a little bit of time. What have you noticed that's changed about the league since you played for New Britain back in, 2014?
It's been a while now. I've been around this league for a couple years. The league itself is, pretty similar, I would say, through the most part. Playing in different towns and different cities makes the season feel a little different, but Richmond's been great, and look forward to the rest of the summer here.
Was it a little bit odd earlier this season playing at Dunkin' Donuts Park against the Yard Goats?
Why so?
Because they were the New Britain Rock Cats before?
Oh, yeah. Obviously. I mean, it's a completely different feel. back when it was New Britain, the stadium was dated, and, it's come a long way. So, yeah, it's one of the better stadiums and all of minor league baseball now, so it's quite a bit different.
Chatting here with Levi Michael on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Couple of right-handers on the mound tonight. Yudi Garcia, the Altoona Curve. Alfred Gutierrez goes for the Flying Squirrels. Richmond trying to even up this series. Levi, former first-round pick at a UNC. What was your experience like in college playing for the Tar Heels and playing in the College World Series?
It was a great experience. We had a great group of guys there every year that I was there. The camaraderie in the clubhouse was one thing that always stands out for me. And then obviously we had good ball players, which helps. And going to the College World Series was, what you always kind of dreamed about doing as a kid. And having an opportunity to play in Rosenblatt and in the new TD Ameritrade was a pretty cool experience, to say that I was able to do both of those. And, I'm very grateful for my time at Carolina.
I got to think that there aren't too many guys who can say they played in the College World Series at both Rosenblatt and TD Ameritrade. What was it like kind of closing down Rosenblatt, a legendary ballpark, and kind of bringing in the new ballpark?
It was pretty unique. If I had to pick between the two, I say Rosenblatt had a little more, you know, college, World Series, energetic vibe to it. But TD Ameritrade was a beautiful park as well, and, you know, top of the line. So they were both great, great experiences.
You were drafted in the first round by the Minnesota Twins and started your pro career at the high A level down in the Florida State League, which is a little bit more advanced than maybe you'd see most guys fresh out of college or fresh out of the draft go to. How do you think that's helped you?
You know, coming out of the draft, I had some injuries, and then starting in high A, you know, not being exactly comfortable in pro ball and not having really great performance right out of the draft was very challenging, not only physically dealing with the injuries, but mentally. So learning to battle through, you know, the adversities of baseball kind of helped me, you know, with my mental toughness and, you know, just the daily grind of baseball. So I think that was my biggest takeaway from my first couple of years with the Twins.
When you go through a stretch like you had a couple of weeks ago, what's going on in your mind, and how do you fight through that, like you kind of talked about down in Fort Myers?
You know, I think I've been having some pretty solid at-bats throughout the season. I had a stretch there where, you know, just things wasn't falling. And, you know, you just try to keep that mental approach where, you know, you stay aggressive, you know, stay with your plan, and hopefully things will turn around. And I think for the most part that's kind of what happened. I didn't panic. I didn't start pressing too much. And so hopefully things have turned around.
Before we wrap up, I got to ask you about barbecue, because you're from an area of the country right around Lexington, a place called Welcome, North Carolina, that's pretty well known for barbecue. When you're going and getting some meat, is it the brisket? Is it the pork? What are you going for?
It's mostly the pork, the pulled pork or the chopped barbecue. And, you know, I guess the biggest distinguishing factor from North Carolina barbecue is most of the sauce is vinegar-based, and it's pretty good.
Do you, you know, are you very against the sauce that's not vinegar-based?
No, I mean, I like them both about equally, but, you know, the Carolina barbecue's pretty good, solid.
Does it get stuck in the mustache at all?
The mustache has got knocked, so we're going to keep that for a little while, but, yeah, I'm sure it does.
So the mustache is bringing some good magic to the plate right now?
Yeah, you know, minor league baseball, long season, you got to try different things. You know, whether they work or not is, you know, to be determined, but sometimes superstitious or it's just fun to mess around with.
Well, for what it's worth, you're pulling it off, Levi.
I appreciate that.
Thanks very much, man, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Starting lineups are next, and then it's first pitch between Richmond and Altoona on Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.